This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krauss. In May of 2020, hikers on Khrushchev Island near Sitka discovered human skeletal remains. Examination has determined the bones are modern, but not necessarily recent. Experts will compare a DNA sample with a national database of missing persons, and the comparison could shed light on the person's identity and how they came to an end in the woods behind Shoals Point. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
According to Sitka police, the individual was between the ages of 30 and 50 years old at the time of death, and likely of Native American, Latinx, or other Asian derivative. And while it's not a lot to go on, that we know this much at all is the result of work by a special field of investigation called forensic anthropology.
Those are really the three main things we do. Who might it be? What happened to them, and can we positively associate those remains with a missing person?
There are roughly 200 forensic anthropologists in the U.S., and Mark Ingram is one of them. He's the associate director of the Forensic Anthropology Unit of the University of North Texas Center for Human Identification. The Khrushchev bones were sent to the Forensic Anthropology Unit by the Alaska Medical Examiner because they are legally or medically significant. In other words, the skeleton wasn't from a cultural site or historic grave.
Does something that's 500 years old look different than something that's 10? Absolutely. Yeah, these aren't ancient remains.
And neither are they from World War II, when the Shoals Point area where they were found was a large military encampment. Ingram is one of three investigators at the lab. Although the Khrushchev bones were investigated by a colleague, the team peer reviews each other's work. He says movies and television have misled people about how much forensic anthropology alone can accomplish. The lab can't determine how tall this person was from the submitted bones or their sex. There aren't any signs of injury. Unraveling this mystery will require going to the next level.
You know, it's very hard to determine what happened if there's no indication of trauma, or even if there is an indication of trauma, if you don't have a name. Without a name, you can't find out who they were with, what they were doing, what was going on with that individual 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
The lab has sent samples of the Khrushchev skeleton next door, so to speak, to the Center for Human Identification's Missing Persons DNA Unit, where they will be matched to a nationwide DNA database maintained by the FBI. The database, called CODIS, has DNA profiles collected from many sources, from unidentified remains like these, from evidence gathered by law enforcement, and most importantly, from the family of missing persons.
If there are any individuals in the community, and or any community, that have missing relatives, any law enforcement agency can collect reference samples for the missing persons DNA database. Remains can only be identified if there's something to match to.
Ingram says the missing persons unit has connected family members to remains from as long ago as the 1950s. More recently, in 2015, investigators identified a human leg bone recovered in a trawl net in the Bering Sea. It belonged to one of the crew members lost in the sinking of the Arctic Rose 14 years earlier. The crew member's mother had submitted a DNA reference sample to the FBI shortly after the loss of the Arctic Rose. As for the Khrushchev bones, Ingram says there is a backlog at the U.S. labs that can sequence mitochondrial DNA, but this individual's profile should be in the database soon, and only then will we have a chance to learn who they were. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krauss.